You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
Nicole Fritz, executive officer at Freedom Under Laws, column in the Business Day yesterday, was headlined, "The decision to stop Zimbabwean visa scheme is indefensible." Why, Nicole? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to the listeners. Well, these holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit have been the beneficiaries of a permit scheme that has existed now for well over a decade. It has meant that they have been able to build lives and livelihoods here in the south, in this country, and afforded them some measure of safety and security and reprieve from the political turmoil and economic devastation in Zimbabwe. But it has also meant that we as a country have benefited from their contribution. There is the announcement last week that that permit system will come to an end. They have been given a 12-month grace period within which to migrate to another permit system. Thousands will just simply not qualify for such migration. And even those who do, given the COVID circumstances and the dysfunction of home affairs, means that seeing this successful migration within 12 months is very unlikely. Or they must leave the country, otherwise face deportation. And I think it is an unspeakably cruel decision on the part of Cabinet, which takes no consideration of the misery and hardship that will be inflicted on these 180,000, approximately 180,000 Zimbabweans who have lived in our country now, as I say, for well over a decade.
And lived here with the grudging acceptance and sometimes violent non-acceptance of some South Africans. It's always very difficult to know exactly what middle South Africa thinks about this, because, I mean, obviously our episodes of xenophobia tell us that there are some that are very happy to act when the mood seems to allow it. And every time that I talk about jobs and foreigners, I am overwhelmed by calls and messages from South Africans who simply don't believe what I tell them the research shows, which is that immigrants are net creators rather than takers of jobs. So, you know, at the very least, government is doing something which it believes to have the support of a significant majority of the population.
That's, I mean, you're absolutely correct, John. The research shows us that they are net contributors to our economy. But the irony, too, is that this decision is taken as we are, as a country, and rightly so, absolutely up in arms as to the decisions and the response of the international community to our flagging and detection of the Omicron variant, which is to the net benefit of the whole world. But of course, the knee-jerk response by so many in the international community has been to shut us down, to shut off our international tourism industry and the vital related economic activity. And we are protesting, and rightfully so, at this unthinking action on the part of the international community, which is not in accordance with the science and the commitments that they've recently made in, you know, places like the G7 meeting that happened in June, at which our president, to which our president was invited. So we rightfully protest this action, and yet take a decision that so negatively impacts on the lives and livelihoods of Zimbabweans. And we can't say we have the moral authority to protest at the action that is meted out to us when we do this to our very proximate neighbours.
I suppose, look, I mean, instinctively, I side with you, Nicole. As John Matham's citizen, I side with you. But as John Matham, reporter, journalist, broadcaster, you have to ask questions. And one of those questions is that people have a chance to regularize. And I heard what you said about COVID and dysfunctional Department of Home Affairs. But it's not as if they are being kicked out tomorrow. It's not as if they're being rounded up for refugee camps in the next week. They've got until the end of 2022 to apply for permission to stay in the country.
John, I mean, we know the reality is that, you know, the services that Home Affairs should be providing South Africans with assured status here are difficult, incredibly difficult to come by, and essentially not forthcoming. So the idea that you know, these thousands, almost 200,000 Zimbabweans, will have their applications processed before the end of the grace period is simply unrealistic. But as I said, there are thousands who are simply not going to qualify for any other status. They have created lives for themselves here. They have created families for themselves here. I mean, any number of those children will possibly be rendered stateless. There are no lives necessarily for them to return to in Zimbabwe. It is not as if the situation which initially prompted the creation of this visa regime has gone away. The economic immiseration of Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe remains very much a reality. And I think that, you know, the fact that those considerations seem not to have been taken into account, and in fact we've been provided with no plausible explanation from Cabinet as to why they've taken this decision now, I think must leave not just us as citizens, but those of us, those reporting on this matter, I think outraged and incensed at the inhumanity.
Is this something which is appealable through the courts? Some government decisions are, some aren't. Is this in the former category, do you think?
Yes. So there are already measures, developments that that are being taken, preparation to have this cabinet decision challenged.
On what grounds, Nicole? Which...
On the basis, you know, of that it is an irrational, unreasonable decision, that it simply doesn't, you know, adhere to the tenets of legality, that all public power must be exercised in a manner that is consistent with reasonableness. And you know, the circumstances of this decision, so that there has been no explanation given as to what the objective is, what is being sought, I think suggests that such a challenge might be successful.
Thank you very much, Nicole Fritz, Executive Officer of Freedom Under Law.